Continuing problems with the country's new vehicle registration system, which crashed for the umpteenth time on Wednesday, could see Transport Minister Pavel Dobesh resign by the end of the week. The Prime Minister warned Mr. Dobesh that unless the faulty system was running without complications by Friday, he expected the minister to go. Jan Fellinger has the story.
The country's new vehicle registration system presumably should have made it easier for users to register or deregister their cars. In reality, it has been a nightmare. Glitches have plagued the electronic system from day one, July 9th, when the system was launched. Although beleaguered Transport Minister Pavel Dobesh, the youngest cabinet member, promised that the system would soon be fixed, that hasn't happened. Long delays at registration centers and applications not being processed has been seen day after day due to errors. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister's patience ran out. Mr. Necha said in a statement that the Transport Minister had until the end of the week to see the situation corrected or resign. Equally irked is Mr. Dobesh's party leader, Deputy Prime Minister and head of LIDEM, Carolina Peake, who echoed the Prime Minister's words, making clear the buck stopped with the minister. She met with Mr. Dobesh for an hour.
The Transport Minister is the one responsible, and even though to a degree he inherited the situation, the one who answers for the system is the Transport Minister, in this case, Pavel Dobesh.
If it were up to the opposition, Dobesh would be gone already. The head of the Social Democratic Party, Bohuslav Sobotka, called problems related to the vehicle registration system truly frustrating, saying there was little left for the minister to do but apologize and step down. So far, the minister is hanging on. On Tuesday, he said that key corrections to the faulty system would be resolved in time. If not, he will do as the Prime Minister demands.
I discussed this with both the Prime Minister and my party leader. As far as the registration of individual vehicles goes, if that is not up and running by Friday, I will resign.
The latest reports, though, suggest the system could take years to fix fully, while the company behind the work, ATS Telecom, must still be paid a promised 37 million crowns. Whether Mr. Dobesh will be able to oversee significant improvement in the system is an open question. If he does depart due to the vehicle registration debacle, though, he probably won't be alone. Already one key figure has been fired. Others involved at various levels at the ministry could follow.
Jan Wellinger with that report.